like to call the meeting, call to order the special meeting of City Council of the City of Shore Acres on Thursday, January 23rd, 2014 at 6 p.m. The first order of business is roll call.
Stephen Jones, present.
Nancy Schnell, present.
Bo Bunker, present.
Matt Weber, present.
Ray Moses, present.
Mike Weaver, present.
Well, the next order of business is business. And before we get started, I want to ensure everyone understands the order of business here, and when is particularly the citizens will have a chance to voice their opinions. The first item, we're going to introduce the candidates. The second item is a retirement to executive session, and then to deliberate. And then the third component is council returning to open session to hear what the citizens have to say, and then deliberate and or take action to select. So the citizen input component will be on item 2.3. So I wanted to make sure that was clear up front. The first item of business is 2.1, introduction of candidates for the Chief of Police. In no particular order, the candidates are Roger Free, Troy Harrison, and Curtis Pope. I would like to first off thank each of our candidates for making the time and effort to make that effort to become our Chief of Police, and also in dealing with some of the scheduling challenges that we've had to face in order to perform the interviews for you all. So I certainly do appreciate each and every one of your dedication to this process, which I believe shows great effort towards or demonstrating the commitment to wanting to be Chief of Shore Acres. So what we're going to do at this time is we're going to call up each candidate one at a time, and you'll have 5 minutes to address council. So without any further ado, I'd like to call up Mr. Free. Good evening, and thank you for coming.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
Thank you all.
First, just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a certified law enforcement officer and have been for over 32 years. And I've served as a police chief for more than 13 of those years. And I've also served as director of training, recruitment, and selection. I've worked in all facets of law enforcement, from community policing to patrol, investigations, professional standards, even internal affairs, crime analysis, training, recruitment, traffic, homicide, and of course administration. I have grant writing abilities I believe are excellent, and I believe in open door policies to enhance communication between our residents and with our team members. I have the knowledge, skills, and abilities to direct your department, to be it budgeting, strategic planning, and all the other administrative duties. I have experience working in cities similar to yours as flood-prone and hurricane-prone areas and also in size. I have worked as emergency management coordinator in several locations. My education, I have a master's degree in business administration with a concentration in leadership. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and I attended the University of Louisville Southern Police Institute. I've been asked during some of our interviews why I wanted to come to Shore Acres. And the reason is simple. Shore Acres has its own set of challenges, and I would like to be in on those challenges. What do I mean by that? You have future challenges coming your way. I believe you're going to have some traffic growth coming. I believe you'll have some commercial vehicle growth coming. And unfortunately, along with that comes crime, so you're going to have that also. Your immediate challenges for the new chief here, of course, is you're still trying to recover from your last hurricane, and therefore you need someone who can come in here and do that. And that, of course, starts off with some code enforcement efforts. But let us not forget that right around the corner is the hurricane season again, and we need to do some hazard mitigation just to make sure we're ready for it. We need to professionalize this agency, not to say it's not professional already, but we need to make it even more professional. In doing that, you need to have officers that are trained, and you also need to hire officers that are trained in community policing to help support our citizens as well as servant leadership. We need strategic plans here. A good strategic plan with the department would work well, but it has to be a smart plan. And what do I mean by that? I mean that it has to be specific. It has to be a measurable plan, one that's attainable, one that's realistic, and also one that is timely. And you need some clear metrics to measure the progress of that, those goals. Another challenge that you have is policies and procedures. You need policies and procedures here that are relevant to what the officers are really doing out there. You don't need knee-jerk reaction policies, which a lot of places have. So we need to make sure that our policies do what we're supposed to be doing and tell the officers what they're supposed to be doing. You need some officer evaluations once every year at the bare minimum. We should be evaluating the officers so they know if they're meeting our standards of professionalism. How are they to know if they don't get evaluated? The evaluations must be fair, they must be timely, and most important, they must be unbiased. I'm prepared to do that. You need some stable leadership. The department needs a person who can lead by example. I believe I can do that for you. Someone who can focus on participative management, selecting the right team, projecting clear mission for the department, setting those attainable goals we discussed earlier, and showing the team members where we need to go and how we're going to get there. I believe this city deserves a leader who has an open-door policy to enhance that communication, one that believes in transparency, a leader who has the knowledge, skills, and abilities to direct this department and to take those challenges that we discussed and move forward with them. One who is a visionary leader who can see the big picture, see where we're going, how we're getting there. One who can lead by example, a participative type manager. But most importantly, this city deserves a leader that believes that the citizens always come first. I am that leader. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next we'll hear from Troy Harrison. Mr. Harrison?
Mayor and Council, I appreciate the opportunity to be here this evening. I've learned a long time ago when you're invited to speak before the public, you're prompt, you're brief, and then you set. So I'm going to adhere to that tonight. The things you've just heard are absolutely all true, every one of them. I was sitting there thinking as a gentleman was speaking that, you know, this is a man that's got a lot of experience and he knows what it takes to run a department. I, too, have a lot of experience and know how to run a department. In fact, I've ran this department for a long time. This department is, I've been here 2 years, and this department's been in upheaval the entire time I've been here. I've tried to set some goals for the department, even as an officer, and retain good officers that we had here. That was the first order of business as an officer. As things progressed and got worse, and I became the acting sergeant, I've been the acting sergeant since about October sometime. I've tried to establish that leadership that the gentleman spoke of, and I have led by example. I've worked 12-hour shifts and filled in as a sergeant. And then for the last month or so, I've also been the acting chief. During that time, I have put together policies and procedures. I have two books of them that I'm ready to present, except for just a couple of minor glitches in the vest policy that I need to go back and speak with the mayor and Mr. Stahl about to see how we're going to do that. I have set the example. I have led this department. I'm a graduate of the Management Institute of the Leadership and Command College out of Sam Houston State. That's about a two-year program, and it's based on going to school 3 weeks at a time, three different times, and doing a research project in the middle of all this and then presenting it and defending it. Not only did I accomplish that task, I went on to become the Alumni Association president. I was involved in that for 11 years. And next to the National Academy, which is the FBI Academy, it is the leadership model for Texas police officers. I've been to Internal Affairs School in Dallas. It was a two-week school, an 80-hour school, very intense, to learn how to do internal affairs. The thing I learned in Internal Affairs School is you fix the problems before they get to that. You create good policies, you establish guidelines, and you make them clear to these officers what will be accepted and what will not be accepted, and then they don't get to that point. It also comes, as the gentleman said, from leadership. they watch everything we do. In the interview process, it was a bold statement, but I said to the mayor that, Mayor, even you need a role model to look up to. Everybody needs a role model to look up to. I've been that role model here in the city for a long time, for the last couple of years anyway. When the consultant was brought in and he was asked the officers of this department who they go to when there's a problem, every officer in the department, including then Chief Newman and then Chief Cantu, said they come to me. That's a bold statement, and I stand here and I state it and I stand behind it. I've been doing the job. I deserve the job. And I hope that you guys see fit to give me the job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And last but not least, we have Mr. Chris Pope.
Thank you, Mayor, Council, citizens. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to interview for this particular job. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I've been a police officer for 36 years. My current department that I work for is Sixth City Police Department. I've been there for 26 years. I'm the administrative assistant to the chief. I hold the rank of sergeant. During my tenure there, I've been doing policies for the department, the procedures for the department. I write the city ordinances that pertain to law enforcement with our city. I supervise the detention center of seven civilian jailers. Also supervise the records division, which has six civilians in it. I'm the supervisor over the training division, which has one corporal. I'm the supervisor over the training division. I do the internal affairs investigations there. I was the accreditation manager responsible for our department obtaining the accreditation with the Texas Police Chiefs Association. We were the first ones in the state to attain that. We still are currently accredited. And I've been to the FBI National Academy. I've been to the Law Enforcement Management Institute of Texas. I've been to several leadership training schools. I had over 3,000 hours of TCLOS training. I've worked in CID. I've supervised CID, worked many homicides, major crimes. Supervise currently, well up until about 2 weeks ago, I supervised our street narcotics unit, which also worked hot spots of any time that there was a major crime. We worked that, and I supervised that unit also. I've been the public information officer for our department. I've worked pretty much everything there. I do all the research for the police chief's office and do all the drafts for the correspondents that leave that office. I'm responsible for preparing our budget. It's a $12 million budget, and I administer that budget during the year also as far as paying all the bills and everything. With that, I believe that I'm qualified to be your chief, and I want to be your chief, and I'm asking for you to make me your chief. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is item 2.2. At this point, deliberation of the appointment and employee of a chief of police. This item may be conducted in whole or in part in executive session as authorized by the Texas Government Code, Section 551.074. With that being said, the council is going to retire to the Tom Coleman room, and we're going to hold executive session to receive and consider information that is confidential and protected from public discussion. During that process, we may invite each candidate individually into the closed session to discuss personnel matters with council. At the conclusion of the discussion, council will return here to the council room and receive comments from the public. I would ask you to please utilize this time to visit with the candidates if you so choose. And candidates, I would appreciate if you would make yourself available should the citizens have any questions. With that being said, we now stand recessed at 6:14 p.m. I reconvene the January 24th, 2014 City Council meeting at 6:39 p.m. The next item on the agenda, and I want to thank everyone for their patience, is consideration and action to select a candidate for appointment to the position of Shoreacres Chief of Police. When we started out this process, the city, I and the council were adamant on ensuring that the citizenry was involved in this process, as that was an opportunity for improvement. We certainly do hope that every citizen has been afforded the opportunity to visit with each candidate, to ask questions, and even communicate with them on a private basis. At this point, I would like to invite any citizen to share with us their thoughts on who they believe their candidate of choice is. But I would like to ask you that if you do choose to voice your opinion, that you address council. So at this point, if any citizen would like to speak, we would certainly like to hear what you have to say. Yes, sir.
I'm Neil Moyer. I live on North Country Club Drive. The process has been for qualifying candidates and selecting candidates for Chief Shoreacres Police Department has been as open as it could be, but I think there's a couple of points that should probably be made part of the public record. The first of those should be I'd like each of the council members to indicate for the record any ex parte communications that they've had with any of the members of the council or officials of the City of Shoreacres that may have taken place before the selection process, the screening process took place, with members of the screening committee, subsequent to the screening committee taking action, taking review action on the application, and prior to this meeting tonight. There have been a lot of recriminations and innuendos and aspersions cast during the last six, nine, however many months. And I think it's worthwhile for the public record to show what deliberations have taken place on an ex parte basis. Secondly, while you may have retired to a closed session to consider matters of personnel, if there were any deliberations that took place in closed camera, I'd like those deliberations to be made part of the record, either by summary of those deliberations that may have taken place, or by putting it on the record at this time. Again, I think that all needs to be put into the public venue, put in the bright light of day, so that this process does not suffer from any darkness, but it's in the sunshine, so the citizens can be aware of what's taking place. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Are there any other citizens that wish to address council at this time? Yes, ma'am.
Darling Bay, 616 Baywood. I believe we have one candidate that we should and is qualified to be our police chief, and that's Troy Harrison. He knows Shoreacres. He's without controversy, and we don't need any more controversy. We need someone that we can trust and rely on, and I believe he's the man. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Are there any others who wish to address council at this time? Yes, sir.
David Jennings, 1017 West Forest Avenue. Someday I'm going to forget that, I think. I would like to commend council for the openness of this process. Obviously, we've had some major distractions in the last few months, but I, as a citizen, really appreciate the openness with this particular process. I don't know that I've ever seen the candidates have to stand up in front of each other like this and do it, but I think for the city, it's been very worthwhile. I sent you all the letters, so you know my position. I do support Officer Harrison, having had many interactions with him just on the streets around the city, and I don't think there's a finer candidate that we could have, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other citizens who wish to speak at this time? Yes, sir.
Jerry Victor, 3346 Miramar. I think it's time to move on. It's time to cast your vote. You've had ample opportunity, and so have the citizens had ample opportunity to provide input into the process, and that's what I did. I've provided my recommendations to you already, and I feel that some of the other citizens should have done that. And I think at this stage, council members should have come to a conclusion of who they think is the best prospect. So with that, I want to close that page in the past, and let's look forward to a new chief and getting the ball rolling. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Are there any others at this time? With none appearing from the citizenry, I'll ask council if they have any additional questions for the candidates, if they wish. And if there are none, then we will entertain a motion to select a candidate for appointment as Shore Acres Chief of Police.
I'll make a nomination, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
To elect Troy Harris as our Chief of Police.
Rick has made a motion.
Second.
And Stephen, second. All of those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries. Congratulations, Chief Harrison. Thank you very much, Mr. Free, Mr. Pope, for your time and efforts in going through this process. We thank you greatly. And with that, we stand adjourned.